Hacking, data, and identity theft are causing devastating problems. Globex Data is the solution for privacy and security in the digital world. Switzerland has the world's strictest privacy laws, and Globex Data's Swiss-hosted platform is outside of big tech with no data mining. Globex Data is now launching in the USA, offering email and messaging privacy and security to all Americans. Globex Data Limited, stock trading symbol SWISF. Web address, globexdatagroup.com.
The proceeding may contain forward-looking statements which may not be realized.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Bob Zimmerman, who keeps the website Behind the Black. A launch date for the Webb telescope. What is critical here is that there's a race between Webb and SLS as to which one will launch last, wins the race. Bob, this indicates that Webb is dropping out of competition if it's going to actually launch. Do we believe this date?
This is probably a pretty firm date. NASA this week, in conjunction with the European Space Agency, which is launching Webb on an Ariane 5 rocket for French Guiana, they announced this week that they are now targeting December 18th, 2021 to launch the James Webb Space Telescope. That is a month and a half delay over the date they had been announcing late October. Which is interesting. It makes the race once again tight, John, with SLS, because SLS is presently scheduled to launch in late November, although no one expects that to happen. It's probably not going to launch until...
Oh, well,
February.
It's more exciting than I thought, Bob. December 18th was going to lose the race, but now...
No, this is tight still. I mean, but once again, I've already reported how SLS's late November launch is almost certainly not going to happen. So right now it looks like SLS will win by losing. I will want to point out that Webb's launch on December 18th, we should celebrate it, but we should also put it in context. This was a telescope that was first proposed around 2001. It was supposed to cost $500 million, $500 million, and launch by 2011. By getting the launch in December, they avoid having an 11-year delay. It's only 10 years behind schedule, but the cost is 20 times what was originally budgeted. It's going to cost it's costing about $10 billion. This is truly not a good way to do things. Webb, when it launches and gets deployed a million miles from Earth, is going to do great infrared astronomy. It's not a replacement for Hubble, which is optical. This is infrared. But I got to tell you, they could have used that $10 billion, I think, much more effectively than just building Webb. It's been a mistake. And let's just pray that in the 6 months it's going to take to deploy it and place it in its orbit a million miles from Earth, let's just pray everything works, because from that position, it'll be a good minimum of 5 years before any mission could even possibly be mounted, if at all, to fix it. And so let's hope all that $10 billion doesn't go to waste, John.
That schoolmaster, the Inspector General at NASA, is at it again, Bob. He's being scrupulous and fussy about NASA's overspending. Is anything going to change?
Yeah, God, John, what was it with you? You're being, why should we be questioning what government workers do? So they went over budget and behind schedule again. This has to do with infrastructure at NASA. The Inspector General reported this week that NASA's management of all its infrastructure projects, which is designed to replace or upgrade existing facilities, is badly organized and routinely leads to cost overruns and delays. Let me quote, they've spent about $1.8 billion on infrastructure projects in the last 5 years. So let me quote, of the 20 construction of facility projects we reviewed, 6 incurred significant cost overruns ranging from $2.2 million to $36.6 million, and 16 of the projects are 3 months to more than 3 years behind their initial schedules. That's pretty much all of them. This is NASA, a typical SLS Webb. It's the same old story of the government we've had pretty much for the last 30 years. It can do nothing right.
I want to end with a positive story. Let's go to Mars. Glaciers and mesas on Mars.
This is one of my cool images that I post all the time. John, it was just a picture I came across from the Mars Reconnaissance Orbiter image archive, both a context image, which is wider, and a high-resolution image, which zooms in. And it's in what I call glacier country on Mars, and it shows what it very clearly would look like. Glacial features flowing south down the grade and actually pushing in between a gap in the maces. And this particular close-up shows us how the ice was kind of forced around a peninsula in the mesa that kind of stuck its way into the gap. And it's just, once again, very cool. It just indicates once again that Mars has lots and lots of ice, relatively accessible. The colonists that go there will get their water by mining and processing it. And
this is the northern hemisphere. Is that what we're looking at?
Yes, this is in the northern hemisphere. It's in an area in the transition zone between the northern lowland plains and the southern crated highlands. It's a strip about 2,000 miles wide of regions that almost every picture you look at in that transition zone of mesas and buttes and canyons, almost every picture you look at has glacial features in it.
Bob Zimmerman keeps the website Behind the Black. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Data privacy. Hacking, ransomware, and data theft have become devastating problems for businesses and individuals. Globex Data has the solution. Switzerland has the world's strictest data privacy laws, and Globex Data's Swiss-hosted secure application, spelled S-E-K-U-R, uses a proprietary technology outside of big tech, which means your data remains private and secure. Globex Data just signed two telecom giants to distribute its secure communication solution to over 400 million people in 30 Latin American and Asian countries. Secure is the solution for messaging and email privacy with no data or phone number mining. Secure users can message non-secure users in full privacy and security using chat by invites. Globex Data is now available in the U.S., bringing messaging and email privacy and security to all Americans. This Data Privacy Minute has been brought to you by Globex Data Limited. Stock trading symbol SWISF. Web address globexdata.com.
The proceeding may contain forward-looking statements which may not be realized.